Hi there. Okay, so we're live. Let's get Instagram going, and then we're going to be having a wonderful conversation with Karen K. Ferry, who is one of my favorite deck creators. So let's wait for Instagram and boom. Okay. Yay. We are live again. If you are wondering, wow, why is Abiola coming to my screen so much? We are celebrating the launch of the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck. And today we are having one of my favorite people. There she is. We accidentally sent her the wrong link. Boom, let's add her to the room. Yay, there is Goddess Karen K. Ferry, the Fairy Whisperer. Hello, apologies for that. I was sitting here for 15 minutes and I'm like, what's she? I'm like, well, maybe she's on Australian time. And then I saw your messages on Instagram. So I was like, okay, so she does know that it's happening, but I think that we sent you Radley Valentine's
Yes.
link rather than, so I'm here. So let's just take a moment. So I brought fairy energy for you today, my beautiful friend. While you breathe and catch up, let me introduce you to the peoples. You are right on time. It is all right on time and it's all
Yay.
exactly as it's supposed to be. So my guest right now on the Secrets of the Ancestors virtual retreat and festival celebrating the launch of my new deck is the lovely, the charming, the powerful Karen K. I call her Karen K. Fairy because that's her name on Instagram. She's really Karen K, the Fairy Whisperer. And this is one of her decks. She works with fairies. She works with mermaids. And I didn't know that she also works with ancestors until she told me that. And so I'm so excited that she's here. And a little secret, sometime in the future, this beautiful goddess and I will be collaborating on something special. So,
Yay.
welcome, Goddess Karen.
Oh, thank you so much, Abiola, and thank you so much for just creating these sessions. I watched the one that you did with Radley, and I've watched some of the others, and it's just so beautiful to kind of bring the community together to celebrate your wonderful new deck, which I'm so excited about, and I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And what I love about these conversations is that it's not so much about my deck, but as you said, the word community, celebrating Oracle creators and people get to know who may be unfamiliar with me. My people get to know about you, your people get to know about me, and we get to, as a community, expand. And so you are the fairy whisperer. My sister is a big fan of your work. We built a fairy garden during the pandemic. One of the things that was, soothing for my sister and I, we both hunkered down and spent the whatever it was called at my parents' home. And so we built a fairy garden in their yard. And I love talking about fairies. So who were you before you were known as the Fairy Whisperer? What was childhood Karen like? Did she know the fairies then? I know a little bit of these answers, but I would love for you to share with our audience.
Yeah, sure. So I've always been a fairy lady, but I didn't know I was. I was a fairy girl when I was younger. And my first experience with the fairies was actually in my grandmother's garden when I was maybe 5, 6, or 7. And it's my first memory that I can recollect. So there might have been something before that, but I remember being in her garden and she would be pruning her roses. She loved roses and they were the natural wild ones with the beautiful fragrance. And I can remember it now. And I've always been a fan of roses since that time. And as she was pruning the roses, the petals would fall to the ground and I would scoop them up and I'd put them in a little bowl and I would add some water and I'd mush them all up because I was making perfume for the flower fairies. Now, in reality, it was water, but in my little innocent heart, I was making perfume, and I left it out for them in what I now know was a liminal space. It was the in-between space between two garages, my nan's garage and her neighbour's garage. And it was so tiny. And I mean, I obviously was a lot smaller then. I don't think I could get one leg through there now. But when I was little, I would go through this little gap and leave the perfume. I have no idea why I did that. It was all very instinctive and intuitive. And then the following day, I would go back and check and it would be gone. And I knew that the fairies had taken it. I knew in my innocent heart that that's what was happening. And that continued for several times, actually. And then I would perceive the fairies as little points of light dancing around. So it's actually been with me for my whole life, but I didn't really fully, I'll say, come out of the fairy closet until a few years ago, when it was just obvious that this is the work that I need to be doing in the world. And it's not just about fairies, it's about their role as guardians of the earth. So that's really where it's all at.
Oh, that is lovely and beautiful. Now, what is a fairy? And share with us more about them being guardians of the earth.
Yeah, sure. So fairies are guardians of the earth. They're energetic beings. Now, they have been called earth angels, nature spirits, but they're definitely not angels. Angels are very different, as Radley will have explained, and Kyle Gray as well. They're the angel experts. They're very different from fairies, but fairies do have guardian angels. And this is something I only discovered in the last couple of years. So every living thing has a guardian angel, and fairies, their role on this planet is to tend to the earth. So every single thing that grows, plants, bushes, flowers, trees, crystals, rocks, minerals, everything that comes from the earth has a spirit, if you like, and that spirit we call fairy, and other people call it different things, but I call them fairies.
Oh, that is wonderful. I went looking for the fairies in my culture after one of our, my multiple cultures after one of our conversations, and they do show up, as you said, as nature spirits, which are through a lot of different cultures. Now, you are known for, in, you're Australian, yes? Or?
UK.
You're in the UK. Yeah. You're in the UK. I'm an American. Please forgive me. Please.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay. So she's in the UK, which I knew, but my brain, you know. So you are known for throwing one of the hugest festivals, the fairy festivals in the world. Please share with people about that. Yeah, it is. It really is.
Wow. Well, it's the Three Wishes Fairy Festival is my festival, my fairy baby, if you like. And that started back in 2007 through guidance from the fairies. So basically, I was already doing events at that point. I started doing spiritual events, like mind, body, spirit type events in 1995. It's a long time ago. And I did them, I started with the intention of raising money for my son's charity, for the playgroup and for the air ambulance in Cornwall. Because when people come to Cornwall, where I live, it's full of water. It's surrounded by water. And that means there are a lot of people that come to visit and they can get into some kind of trouble in the water. So we need the air ambulance. But this isn't funded by the government, so I won't digress too much, but I wanted to raise funds to support this much needed service. So that's how my event started. And the first one I ever did, it completely sold out. And I was like, okay. And so I did another and then another and then another. And before I knew it, it was taking up so much of my time that it naturally ended up as a business. And then as I went more into it, I brought in angels and then fairies. And then once the fairies came in, there was no looking back. So in about early 2000s, I started an event called the Fairy Angel and Healing Fair. And it was like a normal kind of mind, body, spirit event, but the theme was angels and fairies and crafts. And then the fairies just totally took over in 2006, and I have not looked back since, and it's been a wonderful ride. But when you work with fairies, they are cheeky and they can be mischievous, and they're certainly fun and they're full of giggles. And if it's a journey, it's not for everyone, but if you do embark on that fairy journey, then you're definitely going to have a lot of fun.
And you are a lot of fun. Your energy is a lot of fun. At the last Hay House event, I sat with Karen, and we just sat with Goddess Karen just giggling. So one of the things that Radley mentioned is that he talked about how some time ago, the angel world and the tarot world were completely different, like that these were very different worlds. So when you were bringing together the angel world and the fairies world, and now also the oracle world, let's talk about that, about your entry into the world of oracles.
So you're holding my first fairy baby, which is Oracle of the Fairies. And I actually started writing this deck before I even knew that it was going to be published. Yeah, I just knew, and I'm getting what I call the fairy fizzes. You might call them the angel bumps or goosebumps. I call them the fairy fizzes. And every time I talk about this, they come through. And it's so beautiful. And it was, as you know, you are a mistress of manifesting. You know what you're doing with manifesting. And I was manifesting something and acting as if it was already happening before I knew the practicalities of it, or before I knew the how. I just knew the why, that it needed to be out in the world. So that came through. And there have been other decks about fairies in the past, but nothing as, these have sold out several times. They're still a bestseller. They came out in 2019, and it's just literally blown my mind and my heart away in the best way. And I get so many positive responses. It's a very gentle deck, and it's a lovely introduction into fairies. However, it will kind of be strong in some of the messages. So it is very lighthearted, but it will also tell you if you need to know something. It will come through in a firm but loving and friendly way. But I didn't know if you knew that I've actually just released another deck. Came out in November, and it's called Manifesting with the Fairy.
Oh my goodness, that is beautiful. Yeah. I didn't know that. That is a gorgeous deck. I have to get that. That is beautiful.
Oh, I'll get you a copy sent over. But if you look behind me, can you see the...
Yes, I absolutely see. Beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, that's the original art from the cover. And she's a Celtic goddess ancestor. And yeah. A goddess fairy, and this is kind of how the ancestors tie in as well, because as you said at the beginning, I don't really talk about working with ancestors very often. It's not what I'm known for, but every day when I wake up, I talk to my fairies, my angels, my unicorns, and my ancestors always, and they're always walking by my side. And something that not a lot of people know as well is that one of my ancestors is a poet called Walter de la Mare, who was known for his fairy and mermaid poetry.
Wow.
And I never met him in person. If I did, then I was a tiny, tiny baby, but I feel like he passed to the other side before I came into this incarnation. But he is very much with me, and I feel his presence whenever I do my fairy or my mermaid writing and work, and singing as well. And I have put some of his poetry to music as well. And he was the poet laureate, so he was people teach about him in schools here in the UK, so he's quite well known like that. So I feel like he's with me all the time. And obviously my other ancestors, my great-great-grandmother, who was Russian, and then I've got German heritage, and they all go back, but I feel them with me very strongly. And also our children, because you're a mother too, our children are the ancestors of the future as well. And it's just, ancestors are everywhere. Like, you can't get away from them, because it's what we all are and where we've all come from and where we're all going to.
Yes, yes. Oh my goodness, absolutely. I got chills. I got fairy, what do you call them? Fairy bumps?
Fairy fizzies, yeah.
I got fairy fizzies with you talking about your ancestor. So this poet laureate famous ancestor who mentioned fairies and mermaids in his work. When did you learn about that and say, oh my goodness, you know, I am truly doing what I was born to do?
Yeah. So it was through my mother's sister, my aunt, who is really into doing family trees and working out, you know, where people have come from. And she's been doing this for many years. But actually, even before that, Walter Delamere, his name was always mentioned because my uncle used to hang out with him. And, you know, so he was very, really a part of our family. And it was just, I suppose when people are in your family, you, what do they say? A guru is not recognized in their own family or something like this.
Yes.
So it was very matter of fact. And I went through most of my life thinking, oh yeah, I had a, you know, a relative who was a poet laureate or who was a poet. And it didn't really register until, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago or something like that. And then I thought, wow. And I could literally and still do feel his energy when I'm working, especially my fairy work, and especially when I'm singing as well, and the melodies and the words and every, it just comes through. I can't really explain how it happens, but I really feel his presence, and I consciously connect in with him as well, and it's just so wonderful. I feel very, very blessed to have this strong, powerful connection. And I do feel like he's passed the baton. Yes. So he's done this work and he's handed it to me, and I'm literally running, or rather flying with it and swimming with it as well.
Yes, I love it. And his name is Of the Sea. I love his name.
Yes.
There. That is magical. Yes. How magical. How wonderful.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So
Of the Sea, like you've pointed out, Delamere is Of the Sea, and that is actually my mother's maiden name. So that is my true name as well. And Kay is from my father's side of the family. But actually the Kay name came from, well, so my father was a Jewish man of Jewish heritage, and his family had to flee from, I think they were in Germany and Russia, definitely. Uh-huh. And so if you had a Jewish name, it wasn't very good. So many of the Jewish people changed their name to Kay, to kind of blend in with this society more. So my original name would also have been Korblinsk, which is quite grand as well. I really like that. But I love Of the Sea. I love Delamere. And if I ever had to change my name, but I do really love Karen Kay. I've got a nice ring to it. But I would go back to Delamere, definitely, because I absolutely love it. And it makes so much sense, as you mentioned.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I love this conversation so much. And so is there anything special or specific that you do to connect with or work with your ancestors, or is it just downloads and transmission and feeling them and knowing them with you?
Yeah. So I wear, I haven't got it on at the moment, but I wear a little rune, and it's a Celtic rune on, and it's called Othala, and it's a little, I can't really explain the symbol actually, but it represents the family, your ancestors. And actually it is being worn by one of the fairies in my new deck as well. If you, in the new deck, there's lots of little symbols and things that do directly connect to the ancestors as well. And Othala is about that community, that family, and bringing them forward with you in life, having the protection of them. So every morning, as I said, I will always kind of welcome in all of my guides, including my ancestors. And then I would also, very often around a new moon or a full moon, I would do a very kind of intuitive ritual where I would burn incense and a candle and play the gong and the bells, and then invite them in as well to walk with me. And I know they're walking with me anyway because I can feel them. But that's, I don't really talk about it very much. So it's really lovely to have the opportunity. And as I said, I'm just so happy that you've created this amazing deck, and I can't wait to play with it too.
Oh, yay, thank you. And in fact, you mentioning the runes, I've always felt a very soul connection to the runes, and I'm going to go and grab, I have this beautiful rune piece, and maybe you can show us, we can find exactly which rune you're talking about.
I'm feeling yay. Okay. Yay. This is unexpected and fun.
But that's okay. All right. I'm coming. So somehow in my new home, I ended up with this. I know nothing about the history of this, but in my new home, I ended up with this and felt the need to hold on to it. So I'm going to hold it up. And wow. I don't know if, like I said, I don't know anything about it, have not taken it anywhere to figure anything out, but I don't know if.
Right, I'm just going to pop my glasses on because it's, wow, it's quite small on my screen. I can't really, hang on. Oh, I've made it bigger, yay. Wow. Okay. Do you know anything about where this has come from? Because it looks really old.
It does look really old. I don't know. And like I said, I haven't tried to figure it out at all. But I was like, okay, I'm holding on to it. And it felt very, a bit different energy. I used to read runes. And then I had the experience where, this is like over like 10 years ago, where I allowed myself to be dissuaded by people who were like, that's not your heritage. You know, you shouldn't be reading that. It's not. And so then I've been a bit removed from them now. Yeah. I would have recognized before, but okay. So maybe we'll find your card that with the person who is wearing the Othala rune and you can show us.
Later. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Oh, wow. That I'm kind of blown away by that, actually. That's incredible.
Yeah. Goddess Dana says, Abiola, that was meant for you. You need to figure it out. It's true. Absolutely. Absolutely. I will. Now I'm getting again the little fairy fizzy. So will you pull for us a card from your new deck?
Yeah, definitely. I'll pull a card from my new deck if you'll pull a card from your new deck.
Yes. Let's do that. Okay, so let's have yours first.
Okay, so I'm pulling from this is the little booklet, my Manifesting with the Fairies Oracle deck that only came out in, when did it come out? December.
December. Yeah. The art looks beautiful. Gorgeous.
Yeah. I really... It's very different, this deck. Oh, magic and miracles.
Oh.
Now,
we talk a lot about miracles here.
Well, if you can see on the at the back there, that place is actually a representation of near where I live, and it's called St. Michael's Mount, and it's a very powerful place. It's where the ley lines, the Michael and the Mary ley lines meet.
Yes.
And also there's the path that they're standing on. It's like a golden path. It's actually a stone path that goes through the sea. And then it's when the tide comes in, it covers the path. And then twice a day, the sea parts. So, you know, like it's quite biblical and very magical, like the sea actually parts and you can walk across it. And whenever I feel like I need to, you know, sometimes life can just become very like overwhelming sometimes. We all have this, no matter who we are and what we do. Yes. And you just want that psychic space, that psychic peace, that spiritual inner peace. I will go to this path because it is so spiritually clear, because the sea, the salt in the sea is continually clearing and cleansing it. And then you stand on this path and you just feel so clean on all levels, like spiritually clean, and it's so beautiful. So I'll often do that. So coming back to the message of the card, magic and miracles. So this place itself to me is a miracle. It is magical because there are not many places on this planet where the sea literally parts and it's real. You read about it in the Bible, but you don't really see it very often. But
yes.
And it's just down the road from where I live. So it's pretty magical. And these two people, they represent, they're male and female, but they represent the divine feminine and the divine masculine, however you identify. And it's tuning into those elements and finding the magic within, yeah. and being open to the miracles without and within. But it's about who was it, Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, who said, "Be realistic, plan for a miracle."
Make a miracle, yes. Plan for a miracle, yes, yes. Yeah. Which is one of my favorite quotes of all times. That's beautiful. Okay, what an incredible message for all of us going into spring equinox. Do you do events in that location that you just shared with us? Because I feel like
Yeah, I know. I ought to do that. I have approached them a few times over the years, but it is quite, I could possibly do some kind of workshop or retreat over there, but people live on this island and you have to get a boat when the sea isn't open. So you've got to take all of these factors into consideration. Plus, it's pretty much at the ends of the earth. So I live about 10 miles from Land's End, which is the end of England. Like, it's just surrounded by ocean, and not everybody wants to make that journey. But it's part of the reason why I live here, or I choose to reside here currently, is because it's really far away from the hustle and the bustle. And I know it's very different from New York, but I love New York too. I love the energy and the vibrations there, but I really love being away from everything as well.
I'm in the burbs now. I was in Manhattan for many years in Harlem, but I'm in the burbs now. So I completely relate to that being away. Someone wants to know, so Goddess Dana is asking, is it the south of England?
Yes, southwest England. Yeah, right down the bottom. So if you visualize a map of the UK, right down the bottom, it's like a little toe at the bottom, and that's where I live.
Let me let you know just some of the things that people are saying before I pull the card. So Goddess Tanisha says, Goddess Karen's energy makes it feel safe to play. Goddess Dana says, Karen has put me in a trance. See, and then Goddess Dana says, I love this. I'm so drawn. I feel like I'm in another world just sitting here. Goddess Catherine says, it sounds wonderful. Goddess Dana says, I used to live in the West Midlands, but the South was my favorite. And England is just magical anyway. I agree. Yeah. I absolutely agree. Oh, okay. So let me pull a card. Thank you for that message of miracles. So if you're just joining us, I'm pulling from the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck. And I will make sure that you get this deck as well, Goddess Karen.
Thank you.
Let's see, what is it that we are needing to know heading into this beautiful, miraculous energy of the spring equinox? Okay, so similar energy, the energy of being blissed. The sun energy, the energy of bliss, the energy of joy, the energy of alignment, the energy of knowing that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. And if you're not there, you're on the right path. You're on the right path. So keep trusting, keep on trusting. Yes, the energy of joy. The energy of joy. So that is perfectly in alignment.
Yeah, I love that so much. I love that so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, are you going to be in Phoenix this week? Are you coming to the US?
Not this time. I'm very open to coming there in the future. I absolutely loved meeting up with everybody in America. It was my first time actually when I went to New York. So yeah, it was really, really wonderful. But I'm not going to be there, but I'll certainly be watching online, and I'm very excited to see everybody gathering again. And hopefully I'll be there in person one day. Who knows?
You absolutely will. And we should have an I Can Do It in the UK as well. So
yes.
Shouldn't we?
Yes. And then I'll take you to the magical St. Michael's Mound, and you can walk on across the water, or when the water's not there.
That sounds so magical, so magical. I love the blessing of this conversation. Please, Goddess Karen, let folks know where they can find you.
Okay, so it's gone so quickly for a start.
I know.
So you can find me, my base, if you like, my virtual base is my website, which is karenkay.co.uk. That's karenkay.co.uk. I'm very active on Instagram, as you'll know, and I am Karen K Fairy, and that's pretty much on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook. And then just drop me a message, say hi and say where you saw me. And I love hearing from people and hearing how these conversations are impacting people as well. So yeah, thank you so much for welcoming me into your beautiful virtual altar, isn't it? It's like a virtual altar.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, my beautiful goddess sister. I love this conversation and I love you. I will talk to you soon. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And you can get all of these replays at secretsoftheancestors.com. Secretsoftheancestors.com. Yay. All right, everyone. Yay. Bye. Have a beautiful weekend.